Coming up on Money Bites by Smart Money People.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Insurance Choice Awards 2019.
And I would tame the rhinoceros.
Absolutely. We've built Policy Expert solely around the price comparison market.
No, this award has been chosen by the consumers, so that really makes us very happy.
To come here tonight with thousands of customers who have voted for us, it's just it's really thrilling and it's a great time to be here.
Wasps, I need help with the wasps.
You need to get a pest controller locally to sort the problem out for you.
Welcome to Money Bites by Smart Money People.
Hello and welcome to Money Bites by Smart Money People. Coming up on today's show, we have an Insurance Choice Awards takeover.
This week saw Smart Money People host the annual Insurance Choice Awards in London. It was a spectacular night of glamour, glitz and insurance celebrations. Coming up, we have a smorgasbord of big insurance cheeses that we grilled on the night. We'll be prank dialing some of the big winners. And lastly, Mike and Nate will be dissecting dual pricing.
Fantastic. So producer Eddie, tell us, which big cheeses do you get to talk to at the Insurance Choice Awards?
So Nate, first up we have Irene Garcia. Irene is CEO at Insure & Go, who are highly commended in the best travel insurance provider category.
So Irene, what does it mean for the Insure & Go team to be a finalist for tonight's award?
Well, we're very happy about this because we know this award has been chosen by the consumers, so that really makes us very happy because it's obviously chosen by the people that has got the opportunity to use us, so very pleased, very pleased.
What worst case scenarios could a consumer go through that firms such as Insure & Go could protect them from?
Well, anything to do with anything that can go wrong on a holiday while you're traveling abroad, you know, any injury, any accident that you can have or any illness. Anybody that is enjoying a holiday and for whatever reason they have a cancellation. But the worst case scenario, I guess, it'll be if you fall ill for whatever reason and then you probably need medical assistance. And so the worst case scenario is that you need repatriation. Repatriation. I'm Spanish, by the way.
So we're here tonight celebrating a variety of insurance firms. I was wondering, are there any other insurance companies that you admire or things that they've done in the marketplace that really got your attention?
Well, we obviously really like some of our partners like All Clear or Virgin Money. But in terms of new starters, I think we're very keen on following all these new insurtechs. People like Pluto, we follow quite closely. And yeah, mainly just people that that are starting up and just bringing new things to the market. So we just like to keep an eye on them.
If your life depended on it, yeah, what speciality dish would you cook to impress someone?
Oh my God, I'm such an awful cook. That's why I got a partner that cooks really well. But if I had to cook something, I don't know, probably some cocido. Cocido is a Spanish dish. It's a dish from Madrid.
What's cocido?
Cocido is some sort of it's a pot with meat and chickpeas and just quite dense.
Okay. Sounds very good.
Yeah.
Last question. If we were able to give you the ability to fly, would you accept the offer, the only caveat being you would have to permanently have 10-foot wings attached to your shoulders?
How big is 10 foot?
10 foot is from about me to most of the way over to that fire extinguisher.
No. I think I'll stay grounded on Earth. Yeah.
Stay land-based.
Yeah, stay land-based. Yeah.
All right, fantastic. That's all for tonight, Irene. Good luck with tonight.
Thank you very much, Eddie. Thank you.
Thank you to Irene and the rest of the Insure & Go team. Who did you have next, Eddie?
Next up, we welcomed Eddie Hooker to the show. Eddie is CEO at Hamilton Fraser, winners of Best Landlord Insurance Provider 2019.
Eddie, thank you for joining us.
Welcome. Nice to be here.
How does it feel for Hamilton Fraser to receive recognition from a ceremony such as the ICA's?
Well, I think it's important that these type of awards, they recognise many things, such as what do our customers think, the quality of our product, but also I think, because it's voted for by the customer, it's actually how hard my team works. And they do work very hard. We've always put customer service first. And it's just lovely to be recognised for it, other than just being another landlord insurance provider that, on the marketplace.
Yeah, absolutely. What are the biggest challenges in the insurance industry as of 2019?
There's quite a few challenges, actually. There's a lot of money in the insurance industry, actually. There's a lot of capacity out there, which means that there's more and more providers So for brands such as Total Landlord Insurance, whereas, say, 15 years ago, we'd be one of a select number of specialist insurers, now there are 70, 80 different types of scheme out there. Now, that's good for the customer because there's a lot more choice, but actually does put pressure on insurers because loss ratios are creeping up at the moment. You can see by the weather, it's raining outside tonight. So the weather in the UK is quite unpredictable. So you're seeing a lot more floods, you're seeing a lot more malicious damage claims coming in, theft claims, and of course, loss ratios are based on the size of your account, and if you're not picking up as many customers or the premiums have been driven down when the losses come in, then ultimately things go a little wrong. So it is tough out there, but I do think the companies that win through are those that put the customer first, which is what we're again celebrating tonight.
I mean, we're talking about customers, this is a customer-led event. I'd be amiss if I didn't ask Eddie, why is it that premiums so often go up even when customers aren't claiming?
Well, again, it's down to claim events. So whilst there's not as many perhaps people claiming, actually the size of the claim is starting to go up. So if you take the last few years with the floods in the Midlands, up north, even in the south of England at the moment, they are big, expensive. They're supposed to be one in every 20, 30 year events. But what we're starting to see is that these bigger events are happening more and more frequently. Ultimately, insurance companies want to make money, so they're not in it for fun, they're not in it for charity, they need to make their returns. So if they're being hit by these large event claim events, then everybody needs to chip in. So insurance works away by the premiums of the many pay for the claims of the few. So even though you unfortunately are not making the claim, you're contributing to everybody else's claim, and that's why prices go up. But shop around, that's the big thing at the moment, because there are some deals to be had out there. Don't just sit and take your first premium, have a look round, but make sure you're getting the right policy coverage as well.
Would you rent a property if it was your dream home, only £10 a month, but your landlord was an especially grumpy rhinoceros?
Yes.
Yeah, no
and
doubt.
I would tame the rhinoceros.
If you were to go on Strictly Come Dancing, like
yeah.
This, what specialty dance do you think you would thrive in?
The jive.
The jive?
Yeah.
It's a classic dance.
I love rock and roll. In fact, you don't know this, but I'm in a band, so we play rock and roll. I have been doing for 25, 30 years, and we do rock and roll shows. So
original songs or covers?
No, all covers, all from the late 50s to 60s to early 70s. So all of that sort of rock and roll. I can't tell you I am the best dancer, but okay. I love a good jive.
So one more question then.
Yeah,
on
no
the basis
problem.
Of rock and roll.
Yep.
What rock star from history would make the worst landlord?
Ooh, that's a difficult one. David Bowie.
Yeah?
Yeah. Why? Now you're going to ask me why him. Well, because he keeps changing his appearance, so you don't know who he is. He's all around the world, so you'd never see him. David Bowie would make a pretty rotten landlord for me.
Excellent. Well done to Eddie and the Hamilton Fraser team. Who else have we got?
Next up, we have Adam Powell. Adam is Chief Operating Officer at Qmetric, the company behind Home Insurer's Policy Expert, the winners of a commendation in the Best Home Insurance Provider category, and car insurance broker Sure Thing, winners of the Best Overall Insurance Broker.
So, Adam, what does it mean to see Qmetric be nominated for Insurance Choice Awards?
It means a huge amount to us. We've always put the customer at the heart of everything that we've done. So being part of the UK's biggest awards, entirely voted for by consumers, is really important to us.
What impact is InsurTech having on the way big insurance companies operate?
I think it's fair to say that the whole InsurTech revolution has literally turned the industry on its head. The big players, the big traditional brands, are really starting to look up, listen and realise that the smaller startups have really stolen a march on them. So I think it's the start of something really big. And, you know, we've been part of it now for 10 years. So I think we're just at the brink of something really, really big happening in the InsurTech space. And it would be really interesting to see what the next 2-3 years bring for all of us, whether we're a small startup, medium InsurTech like ourselves, or a big brand.
How do you think it would be different if you were starting now as opposed to when you did?
I think there's more startups in the space right now. There's a lot of congestion. We've seen some great ideas come to market, but it's a challenge to get that distribution. So in the last few months, there's some big names that have fallen by the wayside. It's starting up's tough on so many levels. So it's more competitive than it ever has been.
Do UK customers use comparison sites more than other countries in general? Do you think that's a good thing?
Absolutely. We've built Policy Expert solely around the price comparison market. We've embraced them from day dot. We've built the business for it. We're fully integrated with them on a bespoke basis. There's no middle layer. There's no software platform in the middle between us and the price comparison sites. And we think they're a force for good, both for ourselves and the consumer.
Adam, how many Maltesers do you think you've consumed in your life?
way too many, especially when I'm doing the Maltesers challenge.
Are you worried that as your firm is called Policy Expert, either Jeremy Corbyn or Boris Johnson will call you for a perfect Brexit policy?
interesting one. For all the things that we are good at, I don't think we'd be good on a Brexit strategy. I think there's things closer to home that we need to worry about.
So, congratulations to Adam and everyone at Q-Metrics for the awards on the night. Who's next?
Our fourth guest was James Blackham, CEO at BuyMiles. BuyMiles were finalists in an astonishing four categories and winners of both Best Car Insurance Provider and Best Insurance App.
James, how does it feel to see BuyMiles reach a stage where they are being recognised for not one but four different awards at the ICAs?
It's really exciting for us. 2 years ago, we didn't have any customers, we didn't have much money, and we weren't live. So to come here tonight with thousands of customers who have voted for us in these different categories, and with the growth rate that we're seeing right now, it's just it's really thrilling. It's a great time to be here. We're going to really enjoy ourselves.
What innovations do you see on the horizon that you think could cause a possible paradigm shift in the insurance industry or how BuyMiles operates?
So one of the things that's been really core for us since we started is the concept of fairness. How can we make insurance that is fairer for customers and a product that customers really trust? And I think that's something that's really lacking in insurance as a whole today, but particularly in car insurance. I think what we're going to start to see is the FCA coming out with their report this month on the concept of dual pricing. And I think that's going to start to really turn the industry to think about what it is that they're doing. You know, they've got the choice at this point of making changes to be fairer to customers, to be fairer to the vulnerable people who miss out because they haven't got the ability or the time to shop around, or to kind of continue with the status quo. And I think it's going to be very interesting to see how things move over the next few months.
Can I ask, as of 2019, right now, what are the biggest challenges for BuyMiles in the modern landscape?
The biggest challenge for us right now is growth. So for us, it's about just getting the word out there. Our customers are doing a great job. They're telling their friends about us. We're getting more and more people joining us each month, but we're only really just starting to scrape the iceberg of what we think we can achieve.
It's interesting because, I mean, like marketing, the huge industry it is today, that there's still something to be said for a company like BuyMiles, that word of mouth is still hugely effective.
I think, again, it comes down to the concept of trust. We are a relatively new proposition. We're a brand that people haven't necessarily heard of. So for us, that word of mouth is really important because it's somebody saying, you know what, I've used them and they're really good. And we're starting to see more and more of that. We're going to be increasing our spend on marketing over the next 12 months quite dramatically. So far, it's been, I guess, careful and controlled, which is how we try and do everything.
James, if you were to perform on Stars in Their Eyes, who would you pick to perform as?
That's a great question.
Thank you.
People that know me will know that I am a massive 90s fan. Yesterday was the 24th anniversary of the release of the Oasis album, What's the Story, Morning Glory. So I think I would probably do something by Oasis.
What would you go for? And would you do Liam or Noel?
Probably Noel.
Noel, bold. How many times in your life do you think you've sneezed?
Again, great question.
Thank you.
The problem is that really appeals to my sort of my quantitative background. So
okay.
Yeah, I would work it out as once a day for my age, so I'm guessing roughly I'm gonna go with 15,000 times.
50 or 15?
15.
Okay, I'd say that's a healthy estimate, I'd say. All right, great. Thank you so much, James. Good luck on all your awards tonight.
Thank you very much.
Well done to the By Miles team on taking home two awards. So, who's the next big cheese to hit the grill?
Well, our last finalist I got hold of is Jens Hartwig, co-founder and CPO at cycling insurance provider Lacker, winners of Best Cycle Insurance Provider.
Jens, welcome to the podcast.
Hi there, it's great to be here, thank you.
Jens, how does it feel to be in a room with so many of the heavyweights of the insurance industry?
You know, for us as like a small player, at least for now, as an insurtech, so to speak, it's always tricky to like break through all the mist, let's say, of like the big price comparison websites, the big insurers. But it's great to be here as one of the smaller players and really representing in a really competitive category and just like trying to push through and like make a great product for customers.
So Jens, insurance is often mandated, or it's a thing you buy in case something goes wrong. Does that make it difficult for consumers to kind of fall in love with your brand, because essentially insurance is there for when things are going wrong?
Yeah, that's of course true, that always like insurance is often considered as a grudge purchase. What we, I think, try to create from the beginning with Vaca is actually creating a brand which is more in line with a cycling brand rather than insurance brand. It's actually that you join a community of cyclists with us, of like-minded people, and you all just want to take care of your bike, and that's what you're here for. So like, we turned this whole thing around and said, you know what, let's think positively about this. How can we get this fixed together?
So, if a family member or a friend in your life asked you, what information should I really be looking for before I'm taking out a policy with an insurer? Are there any kind of pitfalls you would tell them to look out for?
That is a very, very good question. I think it's also even one almost like every cyclist asks me, right? So it's, for me, it's look at the fine print. That's just the reality of it. Because you can always put limits in, you can always say that we cover that, but how you actually replace an item or reimburse you in real life and how much you get paid only depends on what is in the fine print.
So Jens, do you ever foresee tricycles or unicycles coming back as big players in the cycling market?
That's pretty funny, because we do have tricycles on board and we do insure them.
Not unicycles though?
There are no unicycles yet. We have seen some other funny vehicles coming up, but the reality is it's two wheels only at the moment, or mostly at least. Well, I'd love to have more of them.
There's a brave future ahead of us, maybe. Jens, Boris Johnson's coming in for some criticism at the moment. If you had to rebrand Boris bikes and give them a different name, what would you call them?
That's an amazing question. I love that. I think I would try to give it like a positive spin somehow, to like, oh man.
Maybe I'd Hartwig Wheelers, Jens Bikes. Jens Bikes has a certain ring to it.
Oh my God. Should I make it about myself, or actually
might be slightly self-indulgent?
I think if there would be a tender open, I think we would just try to get it for ourselves, and it's the Lacquer Cycles.
I like that a lot. All right, well, thank you so much, Jens, and good luck tonight.
Thank you so much.
Amazing. Congrats to Jens and the Lacquer team. Now, I understand you're able to get hold of one last special guest.
Indeed I was, Nate. The last big cheese we got was more of a comedy cheese than an insurance cheese. As you know, our host for the night was comedian and star of Live at the Apollo, QI and Mock the Week, Lucy Porter. I was able to grab Lucy and ask her some of the sillier questions that circulate the heads of the Smart Money People team. Take a listen.
Okay, these are going to be real, real rapid fire.
Okay.
Okay. And go. How many times in your life do you think you've sneezed?
Oh, thousands. Every morning, at least 3 times. I love it. It's my best way to start the day.
True or false? Tricycles are less environmentally friendly than bicycles.
False.
That's true. It takes more wheels.
Okay.
Which Spice Girl would make the worst landlord?
Which who? Spice Girl? Oh my God, scary.
How many Skittles are in a standard pack?
52.
Where do you look when being sung happy birthday to?
At my feet.
If you were told to perform on Stars in Their Eyes, who would you perform as?
I would be Morrissey.
What would you call your insurance startup?
My insurance startup would be called, oh God, you've had a terrible time. Come here, love, I'll give you a cuddle.
Would you mark earnestly or be tactical with your ratings on Come Dine With Me?
Earnest.
Would you accept the superpower of flying if it meant you could only ever watch television in black and white for the rest of your life?
100%, yes. Even if I could only hover a bit, I'd still go for it.
true or false, Apple would have been a more successful firm if they were called Pomegranate and Steve Jobs' name was Steve Voluntary Position?
Yes, you're true, 100%.
Of course. What phone battery percentage is the perfect amount?
Oh, I'm always on about 2% because I'm so popular.
Fantastic. That's great. Got to the end of the questions.
Thank you very much, Lucy. Thank you. Such a pleasure to be roasted.
Thank you for that, Eddie, and thank you to all our finalists and winners from the awards. It was a great night, and we're pleased to say preparations for next year are already underway.
Good morning, through to Pornhub for claims. How can I help?
Hello, is this Admiral, at the winner of the Insurance Choice Award for Best Home Insurance Provider?
This is Admiral, yes, indeed. How can I help?
Apologies, I'm not an existing customer. I was just wondering... Do Admiral cover for wasp infestation?
If you were to be a platinum policy holder with the Home Emergency Service, they would get rid of the wasp for you.
Bugger off! You see, the thing is, well, I wanted to farm wasps as I'm somewhat of a honey connoisseur. But turns out that wasps don't foster honey, that's actually bees. Were you aware of this?
Yes, sir, I was.
So as I was saying, I'd quite like a policy to protect against wasps. There's one in my collar. So how about it? Can I get a wasp policy?
None of our policies allow... As in, what sort of policy would you want, sir?
Wasps. I need help with the wasps.
Your best bet is to get somebody local, sir, because if we were to set up a policy, you wouldn't be able to use those services for 14 days after the policy was set up. You need to get a pest controller locally to sort the problem out for you.
Okay. Thank you, Admiral.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Ow!
You okay?
Yes, no, I'm quite all right. The problem seemed to sort itself out now.
But yes, you need to contact a local pest controller, sir.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Thank you. Sorry about the bother.
Bye-bye. No problem. Bye.
The Insurance Choice Awards last week helped to highlight some of the good work insurance companies are doing and to shine a spotlight on innovation in the sector. In his chat with us, James from ByMiles mentioned a report by the Financial Conduct Authority, the FCA, which was also released last week. And it reminded us that not all is great. So while it's important to celebrate the good, as an industry, we should also be keen to tackle what's not so good. The FCA's interim report around general insurance pricing made for some rather heavy reading. Christopher Woolard, Executive Director of Strategy and Competition at the FCA, said that the market isn't working well for consumers. While a large number of people shop around, many loyal customers are not getting a good deal. We believe this affects around 6 million consumers. At the heart of the FCA's report is a thorny issue of dual pricing.
So what is dual pricing?
Well, dual pricing refers to insurance companies offering different prices to new customers and those that are renewing with them. The FCA is really concerned that insurers are targeting these increases at those customers that are less likely to switch, which could mean that up to 6 million policyholders are up to £1.2 billion worse off every year. This dual pricing could also be affecting vulnerable customers most. For example, people with lower levels of financial literacy.
It was Eddie Hooker from Hamilton Fraser that reminded customers to shop around to make sure they were getting both the best price and the right coverage, and also talked about the high levels of competition out there. There's so much competition to win our insurance business, but we also need to remain savvy and ensure that we're always on the lookout for a good deal for the right kind of insurance policy.
So while there's clearly lots of good to celebrate, we need to continue working to make the insurance industry work better for everybody. And that's all we have time for on this week's Money Bites. Thank you to all our guests from the Insurance Choice Awards for chatting with us. And thank you too for listening. Be sure to tune in next week when we'll be discussing all things scams. But before then, please review, subscribe, and why not visit us at Smart Money People. Goodbye.